shifting rainfall patterns, and shifting political winds for farmers in Washington, D.C. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner with the morning edition of ClimateCast. Here are some climate stories I'm watching this morning. In the tropical Pacific, it looks like El Niño is back. Warming ocean temperatures are crossing the El Niño threshold now. And El Niño winters favor milder than average temperatures for Minnesota and heavy rain potential from Southern California to Florida. Swiss startup Climeworks opened its third direct air capture plant this week. The projects pull carbon dioxide directly from the atmosphere and store that carbon below ground or use it as fertilizer. And this week, farmers are watching the progress, or lack thereof, of the Farm Bill in Washington, D.C. Matt Perdue is the government relations representative with the National Farmers Union. We've seen the Farm Bill stall out in Washington, D.C. this year. What climate change connections should we be watching for?
You know, there's actually a lot. And conservation title is obviously a key aspect of, you know, agriculture's response to climate change. And so when we look at working lands conservations, which NFU defines as being EQIP and CSP, the two large working lands programs at USDA.
Can you just quickly define CSP and EQIP? What are they?
Yeah, so the Environmental Quality Incentives Program is EQIP, and that really provides cost share for installation of individual practices on a farming operation. The Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, is an incentives-based program that really rewards farmers for achieving higher levels of stewardship across their entire operation. We're really working hard to make sure that there's robust funding for both of those programs, that they're both maintained. But then on the other hand, you know, we have CRP, which is a land retirement or land idling program, establishing a permanent conservation cover and really sequestering a lot of that carbon in, you know, sometimes along waterways in smaller tracts and sometimes on larger, highly erodible tracts. You know, I think those are the three key programs that we see from a climate perspective. And I think we're looking forward to seeing some more progress on that as the negotiations continue in conference.
Is there a shift away, Matt, from the types of agriculture that the Farm Bill has traditionally subsidized to a more climate-friendly farming model?
I don't know that we're seeing a wholesale shift in the structure of the Farm Bill, but I do think that there's an increasing acknowledgement of agriculture's role in addressing climate change. And so on the Senate side, we've seen that weather volatility adaptation and mitigation is actually added language for both EQIP and CSP in a number of programs across the title. And so that's a good nod to a direct effect of climate change. I think one of our key goals is to continue to socialize a lot of those terms and ensure that a lot of these programs are addressing climate change directly.
Matt, I'm a suburban kid. I grew up in the Twin Cities suburbs. About 70% of our listeners live in or near the Twin Cities. What do city and suburban folks like me need to know about farming and climate change?
Economically, it's not a great time to be in agriculture. And so farmers and ranchers are doing their very best to improve their sustainability and to, you know, help alleviate the challenges, the increasing climate challenges that we're facing. At the same time, you know, we do often have to help them out financially, provide some incentives that really offset the cost of adopting a lot of these climate smart practices.
Matt Perdue, it's an important discussion. You're the government relations representative with the National Farmers Union. Thanks so much for your perspective today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.